you know, you get some birth certificates and things like that. And when you fill out that S605 form, if you do not have the, what they call an FRN number, you have to use the Social Security number. So that's the thing in a nutshell. Going back to net, W2JK.
K2KCL, repeater.
K2BAR?
Having minors take the examination. The first time that I had to, you know, oh man, David, you're brutal. The first time I had to confront that ID issue, I was very, very lucky. I was a scoutmaster of a Jamboree troop at National Jamboree in 2001. And my son, John, and his buddy each wanted to take the ham radio exam. So, lo and behold, we ended up with just simply going over to my files and popping open the Jamboree medical form that had that information on it. And so I was able to get that done easily and quickly. I understand there might be a breaker. Who had a question? Who else is in there? This is K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is KC2PYB. My question is, you didn't mention that bike-a-thon on Sunday. Any information on that?
We'll go there in a minute. I figure I'd take care of the club business first. Okay. Anything else regarding either the ham fest or the club meeting on Sunday night? Oh yes, well, so few comments, not enough time to eat ice cream. It's really terrible. Tim doubled his ice cream and I'm not. But, I mean, yeah, really. Alright, well, okay. On Sunday morning, we are going to have a cadre of people gathering around 7 o'clock down at the County Administration Building, County Courthouse area, determine the exact location by Saturday morning. And we are looking for a small group of operators to help with this event. Understand that planning for the to help with this bike event is very, very late in the cycle. The group that's running the bike tour, bike ride for the county, has never had communication before. They've kind of leaned heavily on the county government to provide whatever they can. And so we don't want to disrupt what already might be in place, but we do want to put a few operators onto a couple of the rest stops, which are available for varying periods of time on Sunday morning. We'd like to have at least a second operator for the starting line. I know I'm going to stay there at the starting line. We'd also like to have either operators from a couple of rest areas that might exist. In those stations or those activities closed, to go out onto the course just to kind of surveil the riders that might be out there. There are four routes. Three are fairly local, and one takes you all the way up to the northern part of the county and back. There's no mass start. They're going out in packaged bundles at various times, like 15 riders, a leader or two that know the route. So things are pretty organized. We're not going to expect to drop it. We're not expecting to have these groups break apart and therefore become, leaving someone stranded, although that potentially could happen. They've already provided with information that if they break down and they can't fix a tire or whatever, or they're unable to continue for whatever reason, personal or equipment, that they have a phone number and they can call headquarters. Then they're going to call headquarters and go from there, blah, 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 and be picked up by a county employee who will scrape them off the route. And that's fine for this event, but this club has an event with 700 to 800 riders in August. So it'd be good just to kind of show some of our capabilities on Sunday morning. I'm going to have web access to George's weather, pinpoint weather forecast, miscellaneous other things that we might be able to provide, just to kind of do a show and impress kind of thing, you know, kind of a low-key basis. So if we can get a half a dozen operators out there, that'd be great. If we can't, that's fine too. I'm going to, if you don't have an orange hat from the New York City Marathon or something like that, I'm going to give you one along with a vest which we're going to use temporarily. It's kind of a different kind of lime yellow vest, but I do have one, so that way we're all kind of recognizable as one semi-cohesive unit. And then we use that on an interim basis until we get something better that's coherent. Any questions, please call KTBA.
K2BAR, this is KC2PYB. Is that the county court building in Hackensack? Excuse me, you broke up on that?
Yes, it is.
Any specific place around that building? That's fairly large.
I truly don't know at this time. I'm going to have a radio on 535, also probably on 146.955 for the event, and we'll see how that works.
Okay, no problem. I was just asking.
Yeah. Ron, you and I are going to be taking turns, I guess, manning a table on Saturday morning. Hopefully the weather will be good. If stations want more information on participating and they want their temporary uniforming, come see me. We're going to come Sunday. We'll square you away on Saturday at the Hamfest. If you can't make it to the Hamfest, let me know and we'll somehow make arrangements if you're interested in showing up on Saturday. We'll also have cue sheets and a few other things available on Saturday morning. I'll print out copies for those who might wish to participate. But again, we don't want to kind of step on toes. We just want to offer what we can, observe and report, kind of getting familiar with the situation and how they run things, and go from there. It's more like we're getting used to them, not they're getting used to us. That's kind of the plan. So on that note, any other questions, comments, or confusion, please call KTBA. Alrighty. Well, I have no more for the net this time. Are there any other late check-ins or comments on other subjects of KTBAR?
K2BAR, this is KC2SAV.
Good evening. Good evening, Al. KC2SAV. KTBAR, how are you and what can we do for you?
I'm just checking in and I have nothing for the net. Good evening, everyone, and looking forward to seeing you all in at Saturday and hopefully Sunday.
Yes, Sunday in the morning and the evening, hopefully. Hi. Okay, Al, very good. By the way, guys, I a couple of transmissions ago, I jacked up my my modulation. I'm hoping that it's a little louder than it was earlier in the net. And one other thing I did want to mention, we're using a 24 light, 4 array by 6 LEDs each flood here on the operating table, which is offering plenty of light, like way too much light if you ask me, in my face. And what we've done tonight is a little different than what we did last week. I have out here a 38 ampere hour sealed acid battery in a box, along with one of those boost regulators inside. I think I showed you that at the fire meeting. And the whole thing is running off of the ham station here. It's a 7000 mobile whip. And on the edge of the tower that's sitting on the ground, so that works pretty well. And the computer is also running off of a 12-volt supply, like a car type of array, again off that same battery.
and the battery is being charged currently by a small switching, an MFJ type supply that has Anderson power poles in the front, and that seems to be working as well. Going through a West Mountain radio power gate to do the regulation, the automatic switchover between the power supply and the battery should it be necessary, while also charging the battery. So that's our configuration tonight. We're totally portable. If the AC mains went out, we would continue to operate the net, which would be fine. Any other questions, comments, or reasons for the net, please call KTBAR.
K2GCL repeater.
Okay. I need to make something very clear to the net participants. Your job is to come up with things to talk about. And I'm here to regulate the conversation and eat ice cream. Those are the things that we need to keep in mind. My job is to make sure that we have the interesting net with good subjects and things like that. But it's up to you guys to discuss this stuff. Or more importantly, we're going to bring up the subjects and then talk among yourselves. So I can eat more ice cream and think about whether or not we've gone too long on a subject and we need to balance opinions or whatever. So I need to make that clear to all the participants in that. It's your subject, your net, and my ice cream. Okay? So, I just wanted to, now we've established that, I want to see if there's anything else we want to discuss before we say, good night. Okay. Well, I'd like to thank David, Dave, Richard, Noel, Jim, Don, Tony, Tim, and Al. And, this is Gordon, W2TTT is the Beaver, I guess. 673, have a good one. KTBAR station is securing and thanking the Bergen County FM Association for the use of their fine repeater. Take care and have a good night, everybody.